the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome everyone tonight in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. Let us be on our feet as we sing some songs. Carlos, can you give me that song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Shall we bow our head this evening as we commit this service into the Lord's hand? He is the master of all. That he come this evening and take the full preeminency. Because we know good. There is nothing good in us. But when he comes, all things are perfect. Shall we bow our head, please? Our precious Heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made, O God, that we come and dwell in it. Lord, we give praise to you this evening for thy mercy and grace, O God, that has led us so far. Lord Jesus, if it is not you, where will we be this hour? Your grace, O God, has made it possible for us to be in that choice. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves into thy hands this hour, O God. The entire service, O Father, may you come and take the full preeminency. Lord Jesus, there's nothing good in me this evening. That is why, Lord Jesus, I put myself aside. That, Lord, you come, O God, and bless your people. We are about to make a joyful noise unto you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, may you come and strengthen us, that we can focus this evening unto you alone. Because in thee, O God, there is light, and in thee, O God, there is life. Lord, we lean unto thee this hour, O God, because you are our great anchor, our hope, O God, our victory, our resurrection. Lord Jesus, we thank you this evening. O Lord, we pray, committing thy manservants into thy hands. O Lord, let him be a tool this evening that, Lord, you can use to bless your people. And at the same token, Lord, we pray that, O Lord, you give us ear that can hear. Give us a heart that can hear this evening, that we can glorify thee, that we can worship you, that we can say, oh, we have come to the God's presence. Lord Jesus, we bow, O Lord, unto the Creator, but not unto the creation. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much. We pray for those on the way coming also, that your mighty hands be upon them on the highways and byways. Lord, we come together and lift you up. We thank you so much for your great things you've done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a clap of offering tonight? Because he's so wonderful. Amen. Praise be to his name. Yes, sir. Let's sing the song that says we are together again. Good is going to happen tonight. Amen. Ray Carlos, can you give me that song, The Lifeboat, 116? Let us Tonight, praise you, Lord, how wonderful you are. Amen. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Please, may you be seated. couple of brothers that I would like to sing. Sister Emily would like to sing, and also Sister Rachel and Sharon would like to sing. Amen. Let us be mindful of time. Amen. Shall we bow our head as we pray for the tithes and offering? Our dear Heavenly Father, we commit the tithes and offering into thy hands, O Lord. Lord, it is part of this service. It is part of the scriptures. We cannot take it out, Lord, because if we do, we've broken the scriptures. Though you do not need money, O Lord, you are the creator of all things. Who made gold? Who made diamonds? Lord, you did it all. But you said we should do this. Lord, we're doing it right now because your word says so. Lord, may you come bless us, O Father. Bless the tithes, bless the offering tonight. Bless those, O Lord, who could not even get give. Lord, may you make a way for them, O Father. You who can, Lord, when the door closed, Lord, you open another door. You are great enough for us to lean unto thee, O Father. Thank you tonight. We commit this rest into thy hands, Lord. May you be with us and continue with us. Be the capstone this evening, O Father. Be the leader this evening, O God. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Sister Emily would like to sing. Sister Emily, please, can you come forward? And after Sister Emily, we call on Sister Rachel and Sharon also would like to sing. Emily, can you please hold 1 second, please? There is a car outside. It's a Maryland tag. Has a Maryland tag. I think it's a Lincoln white. The light is on. The number is, I think, HB1335. So if you have any Lincoln white outside, your light is on, please. Step back and amen. Please go ahead. Thank you.
God bless you all. Amen. This song is towards Brother Mike for this 25 years old of this church. And I will try my best. I'm just learning the song. So help me, Lord. It's been 25 years standing to preach the word and to spread the gospel far and wide to those who may never heard. Now the time has come to keep G, key of G, I think. Help me. Thank you. and to spread the gospel far and wide to those who may ever hear. Now the time has come to keep this ministry. May God bless you and reward you. It's not in vain. May God bless this faith they have been sending behind the holy desk. Those hands that have held the pages of His word to feed His chosen bride. That the mouth has been opened to give that way, to know the open hearts who receives. May God bless you and reward you. It's not in vain. Now, as a part of this great ministry, we hold our hands in prayer. We ask you, not tired, no, to hold and keep the fold. For we know there's so much more to feed in store. May God bless you and reward you. It's not in vain. May God bless these feet that have been standing behind that holy day. Those hands that have held the pages of His word to feed His chosen bride. That mouth that been used to give up the way to know the open hearts to receive. May God bless you and reward you. It's not in vain. May God bless you. It's not.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Let us stand, sing one song, and maybe we'll. Bracalos, can you give me that song? When the Savior call, I will answer. Service. Sing that song that said, grace, grace, God's grace. We're here because of his grace, amen. Let's just sing it one more time.
God's grace. He's took control of every situation, all that you're going through. And I'm standing here thinking about what God's done for us. My heart is heavy tonight, though, and I want you to pray with me. My oldest brother's laying in the hospital. The doctors have given him up. But until God says so, we don't give up. I spoke to him on Tuesday, I believe it was, and I said, Dave, I said, speak to your kidneys and tell them to work. He nodded his head, yes. I believe God can hear. And I just want you to pray with me. It's just on my heart to pray for him before we go any further in the service. It could be his last days, but if God sees fit, he'll have many more. If you have a need tonight, just raise your hand. Let God see. Let God know. It's not important if I see it. It's important if he knows it. Let's just pray together as they play softly. Father, we look to you for all that we have need of. Lord, I'm just so overjoyed with the presence of the people that's here and the presence of the Lord that's with us. But Lord, as I think about my oldest brother who's laying there tonight suffering, needing his kidneys to respond, needing that reconnection in his brain, that stroke will leave his body. Lord, there's been many dying people on their bed, and you've raised them up. Lord, we ask your perfect will be done. Lord, that you can make a way. You would show the doctors and the nurses that you're still a miraculous healing God. Lord, what we know is supernatural, they don't understand. Lord, for you is just like a headache or a cold. And we would ask that you would come and minister to his body tonight. Lord, all the hands that were raised in this auditorium today, may you touch them, their desire, what their need is, oh God, that you would bless them in a special way. Father, because we know that it doesn't matter what we say or what we do, it's what you're looking at and what you see and what you hear from our very thoughts. May you bless each one that's here now. Bless our time together in fellowship, Lord, that we may rejoice in you and give you praise in all things. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. You can just be seated. Amen. I was looking for Brother Larry Nichols Jr. Where's Brother Larry Nichols Jr.? There he is. Brother, would you come and sing us a song? Do you play the piano? The organ we don't have use of. So, do you play the piano? Amen. This is Brother Larry Nichols Jr. Where's Brother Larry Nichols? There he is. God bless you, Brother Larry. Amen. How about would all the ministers just stand? All the ministers. Let all the ministers stand while he's getting ready to sing his song. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil's got a problem, and we're the guys that's going to give it to him. Amen. And you're going to help us. Amen. We don't give up that easy. If God calls you for a duty, he gives you the equipment to work with. Amen. Brother Larry.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, how many glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? How many came to hear a word from the Lord tonight? How many looking for that day when we all get to heaven? Let's sing this song together. Praise the Lord. Start with the chorus. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, oh, we will sing and shout victory. Let's sing this verse. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. Oh, in the mansion, bright and oh, he'll prepare for us. Oh, when we all, when we all.
They told me it was a little bit cold in here, so that would warm you up. Amen. God bless you. Just be seated again, if you don't mind. Now, this is our 25th anniversary service, and so it's a little bit different this weekend. And I'm asked Brother Sean Martin also to come and sing a song, if he'll just get ready to come on up. And there's a song I heard him sing a couple years ago, and I wanted him to sing it tonight because I thought it fit our congregation quite well. Amen. So we appreciate Brother Sean coming. He pastors down in Blacksburg, Virginia. Amen. Amen. Be sure his microphone's loud enough where you can hear him.
Amen. It's good to be here this evening. If you live. It's been a long time since I sung this song. If you live in a mansion somewhere made of stone, or a little shanty all alone, just remember God cares. I know He cares. He cares for you. Whether you're black, red, yellow, brown, or white, we all are precious in God's sight. Just remember God cares. I know He cares. He cares for you. If you live in a mansion somewhere made of stone, or a little shanty all alone, just remember God cares. I know He cares. He cares for you. Brown or white, we all are precious in our Father's sight. Just remember God cares. I know He cares. He cares for you. Do you believe that tonight, church? He cares for you.
Amen. How many knows He cares? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about a friend stick is closer than a brother. But there's one fellow I want to recognize, and he is my brother. Brother Lloyd, come up here just a minute. Amen. When we were young, they thought we were twins. Now that we're older, we really know who is. There you go. But I just wanted to tell you where I came from. this guy has been my close friend through the years, through the good times and the bad. I needed somebody to talk with. He was there. And I thought, you know what? I came from their church, and they've watched me grow through the years. And I just wanted to have him come here because I love him so much. Amen. I might get him to sing tomorrow night. Amen. Because it's our 25th anniversary, and I've been so honored to have so many people pass through the doors of the church, so many brothers and sisters, I'd like to call you all by name. I just can't do it all. But just as an appreciation, I wanted to say thank you for all the times that you've been with us and helped us in so many different ways. And I wanted to just give a little background history of how we got here. And then, Lord willing, tomorrow night, I got another special friend, Brother Rudy Scott. And we started in his living room about 10 minutes from here. Amen. And his friend was Brother Bert Thomason, who's here. And Brother Zach was the one who handed the tapes to Brother Bert. And Brother Bert wrapped them up in a napkin, wrote on them, "This is what we're looking for," and left them on the front door or something for Brother Rudy. He can tell you that part. And so they began to pray. And so we'll give you more of the story later. But it was in 1988. I'd never heard of a man named Donnie Reagan. And I was in the darkest trial of my life. My wife has almost died. She's now in a mental hospital because of all the sickness and the medicines that the doctors had prescribed. And medicines can really mess you up. But she was in the hospital, and of course the North Carolina camp meeting was going on, and so Brother Henry Green had invited Brother Donnie Reagan to come and preach that camp meeting in 1988. And the brothers started calling me, "Man, you needed to be here. You need to be here. The ministry is just so tremendous." And well, my heart's being ripped out because we'd started going in 1980 and we'd been there every service or every year. Couldn't get there. And the doctor told me, he said, you know, my wife told the doctor, he said, "I don't need you and I don't need your medicine." And he was a Jewish man. And so one day I went to the hospital during the camp meeting on Tuesday, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday. The doctor met me in the foyer and he says, "Mr. Walls, I just want to tell you," he goes, "I've done all I can do," he said, "but it's not the medicine," he said, "it was your wife's faith in God that's brought her up to where she is." While she was in the hospital, I told God, I said, "Lord, if you'll just give her back to me, I'll serve you in any way I can," not knowing I was going to have to give up that brand new house I just built, give up a wonderful job I had to serve the Lord in this capacity. But when it happened, I said, "Lord, I remember my promise," but I ran from it as hard as I could. And so we got her out of the hospital and we drove straight to the camp meeting. Brother Donnie may or may not remember this message, but he was preaching, and if I got nothing else out of it, you put us in a sifter. You said, he was preaching where Jesus was speaking, and he said that the devil desired to sift him as wheat. My brother and his wife shaking their heads, they remember that service. And I'm thinking, have I been sifted? And God had answered our prayers. And so from that point on, I'd never heard Brother Donnie before, but that was my first time, and I thought, man, what a preacher. And so the Lord blessed us. And then as time went on, and I felt a call to pastor, I ran from that call because I saw the heartaches, I saw the troubles, because my dad was my pastor. So I lived in a pastor's home, and I saw the opposition, I saw the troubles, the struggles, and all these things. And I said, "Lord, I don't want to be a preacher. And I'm running from being a preacher all this time." And my in-laws, they were so gracious to push me really hard into helping with the youth to be a youth leader. So I started out in that position. They could see a call on my life. My dad could see a call on my life. I couldn't see it because I didn't want it. So I just ran from it. But he has a way of bringing you down to make you look up. I started looking. I said, okay, Lord, if you say so, it'll have to work. And so we went on and we started traveling back and forth. And Brother Donnie had become the pastor in Johnson City down there where he's at now. And they had a smaller church. And we went down for some reason on a Sunday morning. We were there visiting. And when you come out of their small church, there was a door to the right that led to the office that you used to have. And I was standing for some reason out by the first pew, right by the door where Brother Donnie had to go out because it was so full I couldn't get anywhere else to be. So I was right there. And I've not spoken to Brother Donnie. I haven't told him anything what's going on in my life and how I'm running from the presence of the Lord. And Brother Donnie finishes preaching. He comes off the platform. He walks over by there. He stops, lays hands on me, prays for me, and tells me everything that I'm running from. He may not remember, but I did. Because I thought, there is no way this man knows what I'm going through and what I'm trying to get away from. And he stands there and prays every bit of it, turns and walks on away. I just kind of fell right by the front pew, weeping, because I knew God was doing something. And I never really told it like that before, but I wanted Brother Donnie to hear it because he doesn't understand maybe what he did that day, doesn't even remember that day, but my God does. And my pathway. My pathway has been forever changed, not because this man prayed, but because God had already called me, and I'm running because I was afraid. And still when I go to preach, I'm just as nervous as I can be because I can't really stand it. But I know I can't run from it anymore. And so tonight, this is the result, 25 years later. And I know I'm just going to give this little portion because Brother Rudy can't tell it and Brother Burt can't tell it, but the Lord called me, and I'm running from it, and I wouldn't tell my wife that the Lord called me. I was standing in church at home, and the Lord said, you'll be pastor. I said, are you getting ready to take Dad? And I said, that won't work because Brother Lloyd's going to be the pastor. So I just put it out of my mind, and I thought, nope, you're just having crazy thoughts, man. And so it wasn't long after that I'd met another good friend, Brother Darrell Ward, and he was preaching up in Pennsylvania, and Brother Bo Smeaton called me. He says, Brother Mike, you really need to come to this meeting. I said, Brother Bo, I don't know if I can make it. He goes, yeah, you need to come. He goes, there's some people from Northern Virginia going to be at that meeting, and they're searching for somebody to fellowship with. You really need to come. And I'm like, okay, Lord, is this where it's going to start? And sure enough, I went there. I didn't meet Brother Rudy on the first night. I saw Brother Burt sitting up on the front row. He came with Brother Darrell from Tennessee. He'd already left and went to Tennessee. And I see Brother Burt sitting on the front row. And I tell my wife, I said, I recognize that guy from somewhere. Well, Brother Zach came with Brother Burt to a meeting we had in July 1991. And so I'm sitting there, and on Saturday, I believe it was, I met Brother Burt, or Sunday, I can't remember now the days, it's a lot going on. And so I met Brother Burt, and he told me that he and his friend was praying that God would send somebody to the Northern Virginia area. What he didn't know was, and I'm sorry for this, but any of you that drive up and down 95 and different places, north, there's toll